This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. At least one Denver school has become a resource center of sorts for new immigrants arriving from places like Venezuela. In addition to an education, McMean Elementary has offered students things like dental care, clothing, and food. Soledad Montesino is a teacher at McMean.
Everybody was willing to help. Parents were helping me with clothes, donations, any kind of donations.
Montesino's first grade class grew to 35 students, but she said all of the kids were excited to be there. She's featured in a new documentary called McMean in the Middle, about the community's response to new immigrants. Home builders have slowed their plans for new construction in Colorado. The number of approved housing units so far this year is down 41% compared to last year. John Covert, a housing expert for real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield, says much of the decline is tied to mortgage interest rates.
Since interest rates went up pretty dramatically back in the summer of 2022, the home building industry and the buyer demand has been impacted pretty dramatically.
Covert says higher mortgage costs pushed a lot of buyers out of the market. Builders have responded by buying down interest rates to make homes more affordable. People were turned away from Lake Pueblo State Park yesterday because the area reached capacity. Rangers with Colorado Parks and Wildlife say the park filled up by 10:30 in the morning and couldn't accept any more visitors until nearly 4 p.m. It's unclear what the capacity of the state park is, but it's a popular summer destination. This is CPR News and KRCC.